Good morning. Our scripture today comes from Psalm 71, verses 12 through 24. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste to help me. May my accusers be put to shame and consumed. With scorn and disgrace may they be covered who seek my hurt. But I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more. My mouth will tell of your righteous acts, of your deeds of salvation all the day, for their number is past my knowledge. With the mighty deeds of the Lord God, I will come. I will remind them of your righteousness, yours alone. O God, from my youth you have taught me, and I still proclaim your wondrous deeds. So even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me until I proclaim your might to another generation, your power to all those to come. Your righteousness, O God, reaches the high heavens. You who have done great things, O God, who is like you? You who have made me see many troubles and calamities will revive me again. From the depths of the earth, you will bring me up again. You will increase my greatness and comfort me again. I will also praise you with the harp for your faithfulness, O my God. I will sing praises to you with the lyre, O Holy One of Israel, for my lips shall shout for joy when I sing praises to you, my soul also, which you have redeemed. And my tongue will talk of your righteousness, your righteous help, all the day long, for they have been put to shame and disappointed who sought to do me hurt. This whole psalm is an amazing encouragement to me, and I think to all of us in the church, but especially anyone who's over 40. In our culture, we tend to emphasize youth. And this particular psalm is thought to have been written by David when he was an old man, a time when he had gray hair. And we hear the verse where he says, please don't forsake me in my old age. It's verse 9. Let me read verse 9 to you again. Or I guess I haven't read it to you yet because I started with verse 12. Verse 9 says, do not cast me off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength is spent. Forsake me not when my strength is spent. The title of the psalm in my Bible is Forsake Me Not When My Strength Is Spent. That seems to be one of the key themes of this whole chapter, because David is crying out to God and he's asking God to be his protection, to be his strength, to be his rock. And then he turns around and proclaims with declarations, you are my strength. You are my rock. He says, I have continually turned to you. Verse 3 says, be to me a rock of refuge to which I may continually come. And you have given the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. I love how David, he likes to pray and ask God to be these things. And then he likes to declare that God is to him all these things. And then he talks about the fact that when he looks over his life, he has a testimony of how God has always been there for him. We can see in verse 7, and I'm sorry I didn't read these verses as part of my sermon, because it's obviously they're a big part of my sermon, but I encourage you to read the whole chapter. It's just an amazing chapter. But it says, I have been a portent to many, but you are my strong refuge. You know what a portent is? The word portent, the Hebrew word. What that means is I have been a marvel to many. See, Jesus, he said, we are the light of the world. And he said, we are to not hide our light under a bushel. That a city on a hill can be seen by many. We are meant to be a light for people to marvel at because of the way our life is as we hope in Him. We find strength in our hope that is in the Lord. I think I have been at places in my life where it felt like my strength was spent. And it seems like the older we all get, the easier it is to feel like our strength is spent. And we can remember our youth when we didn't get spent so easily. And we can identify with David when he prays to the God of his youth. But we need strength to survive in this world. We need strength to continue in this world. And the only way that we can have that strength from David's perspective here in Psalm 71 is if we continue to have hope, not in anything else but the Lord. We have hope in the Lord. Seems like ever since I've been in the ministry, I have done much of my ministry to older people, older than me. That gap is closing, but when I first started, they were quite a bit older than me, and now they're just kind of older than me, and there's a lot that are sort of younger than me. But I realized something that the Apostle Paul said near the end of his life. He said, I have fought the good fight, I have run the race. Life is a continual fight. And our enemy, our biggest enemy, isn't people. Our enemy, Paul says, is a spiritual enemy. It's a spiritual battle. And it's a battle to keep our hope in God and to listen to God's voice and not any other voice. And there's a lot of voices of discouragement that people listen to as they get older. And it's weird because I don't think we always realize that that voice is happening. It's just that it's a subtle, constant message to ourselves saying, we're too old. Nobody will listen to us. We aren't relevant anymore. We aren't valued anymore. Where's all the young people in our church? This church has no future because young people have to be our future. These kinds of comments and these kinds of statements come from a place of discouragement. And David is praying that the Lord will help him not succumb to discouragement just because he's old. And he's showing a really great value that we as old people, older people have to the younger generation. And that is, we've seen a lot of life, and we've seen the value of continuing through life with hope that comes from God. Hope that everything will work out as we live our lives with the love of Jesus Christ for others. We live our life to be about God's purposes in this hurting world. And as we do, we will experience a relevance that comes from God, who expresses through us and to us his presence to this hurting world. This world is in desperate need of the presence of God. And you and I bring that presence to this world. And not only that, but as older people, as you find yourself in that older bracket, your relevance is so great because you can be a portent. You can be one of those city on a hill, a light to the younger generation who doesn't maybe yet understand the value of keeping their hope in God. Maybe it's never been taught to them. Maybe they've never realized that they could declare God to be their refuge and their rock. I love how David prayed for that and also declared it. When he was on the run from Saul for a decade of his life, he lived in caves. And he came to view these rocky caves as a place of refuge. They'd be high in the mountains. And from the caves, he found himself in a safe and secure place. And he could even look down on the enemy and see where the enemy was from this place of refuge. The Bible likens God's name to a high tower, to a place of refuge. See, the Lord's name, he's got very many names in Hebrew, and they all have different meanings of refuge to us. He is our healer. He is our strength. He is our fortress. And as we live life with a hope in God, our strength is renewed, even in our old age. And so, yes, we do get times where our strength is gone, our strength is spent. But he is just a prayer away. And it starts with that prayer, forsake me not when my strength is spent. And God hears those prayers. God wants you and I to be able to finish this life well. And that means he wants us to fight the good fight. He wants us to run the race. And he wants us to listen to his voice. I work with hospice patients, and many of those patients are people of faith. But sometimes when I meet them, they're feeling discouraged. They're feeling irrelevant. But as they tell their story, as they recount their life and they share about God's faithfulness throughout their life, I see them growing in strength. See, there's something very powerful about David's words when he says, your praise shall continually be in my mouth. As you look back and you share about God's faithfulness, it's the same thing. It's the same as putting praise for him in your mouth. And the younger generation needs to hear your story. They need to hear about God's faithfulness to you. And it's not a one-time thing. And just because it happened in the past doesn't mean that you feel 100% sure that it's going to be there for you in the future. That's why you continually pray. That's why you continually declare. That's also why you can look back and see that he continually answered. Not always in the exact way we wanted, but always with his presence. Always with his assurance and his peace. The Lord will renew your strength as you hope in him. We live in hard times, And it's hard to be older, because if you're older, you feel irrelevant. But in God, being older is a good thing. And the Lord wants to bless you in your older years, and he wants to tell you that you have work to do. You have your story to tell, however you are able to tell it. You have a role in the church as an intercessor, as one who prays. And most of all, you are a portent. That word is spelled P-O-R-T-E-N-T, the Hebrew word meaning you are a marvel to many because of your testimony of God's faithfulness as you hope in him. God bless.